Thanks for joining me, friends. John Linetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. It's Friday, February 4th. Yes, we made it to a Friday. We've got a great show in store for you today. Coming up, we have Father Andrew Winschittle, Iowa Catholic Radio Spiritual Advisor, is going to be on to give us a little preview of Sunday's Gospel in some ways to be able to dive deeper into it for this Sunday. Al Smith at 7:15 today. He is... he compiled a book for Archbishop Fulton Sheen, or of Archbishop Fulton Sheen's anthology on love. In fact, it's called The Greatest Commandment, and we're going to really dive into Archbishop Fulton Sheen today and what he had to say on love. You know, I think we get this wrong. I really do. I think we get love wrong just in general. I think we've kind of, you know, made it into kind of a surface level, sort of soft focus, slow motion, run on the beach, or maybe, you know, a pithy saying on a piece of heart-shaped candy, that this is love, maybe a good feeling, never having to say you're sorry, you know, all those sorts of things that we hear in modern culture today. But we're going to go deeper into what love really is according to our faith, and Archbishop Fulton Sheen has a lot to say on it. So looking forward to having Mr. Smith on at 7:15 today. St. Bernard of Clairvaux says we are to love God for himself because of a twofold reason. Nothing is more reasonable, nothing more profitable. Thanks for joining me, friends, here on the Catholic Morning Show. Let's go to our next guest of the day here to talk about The Greatest Commandment, a Fulton Sheen anthology of love. Al Smith joins me. Hello, Al.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, thanks for coming on, brother. When we talk about love in our modern-day society, we talk about soft-focus, slow-motion jogs on the beach. We talk about, heart-shaped candies with pithy sayings on them. We talk about never having to say you're sorry. We talk about the beating heart. But Archbishop Fulton Sheen seems to go a little deeper when it comes to love.
Yeah, I think what he wanted to give us was clarity. You know, love of the world, I mean, the love that we hear about is very selfish. It's, it just thinks of self. And yet, the symbol of love, as Christ understands it, is the cross with its arms outstretched to the whole world, to bring in all souls. So, again, there's that love of Christ, that love of sacrifice, but yet the love of the world seems to be self-centered. And so I think Fulton Sheen wants to give us a wake-up call to kind of just get us on the right track.
Yeah, you don't mess around with your verbiage here. You say that love in the world, running rampant, is steeped in narcissism, secular humanism, relativism, and hedonism. You're not pulling back any punches here.
No, because that's what Fulton Sheen did. In this anthology called The Greatest Commandment, it's two books in one. But the key, I'd like to say, the highlight is the 1944 book called Love One Another. Mm. And Fulton Sheen penned that at the end of the war because he knew we needed a roadmap so that we weren't going to fall into another world war. And I think people were looking for timely advice, saying to, at the time, just Fulton Sheen. He was the Right Reverend Fulton Sheen and on the Catholic Hour. But he was giving us, again, this roadmap of how to love our neighbor, how to get along. And I think we need that today, especially.
How would Fulton Sheen define love?
Well, you know, I think some people will categorize love as three types of love. There's the eros, people will call it sex. There's, of course, the filial love, which is brotherly love. And then there's agape, which is the divine love. And this is what Fulton Sheen really wanted us to do, is try to work on those things of heaven, that divine love, that divine relationship. Because a lot of us never really think about our souls. We never think about a friendship with God. And sadly, it hurts. It hurts to watch that amongst our friends and neighbors. So it's this whole idea of starting to develop that divine friendship. And, of course, God gives us great opportunity to continue and develop that friendship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
St. John tells us that God is love. So in order for us to understand love here on earth, we have to understand God, right? I mean, the love of God in light of the Holy Trinity. And this is really what Archbishop Fulton Sheen, at least to me, seems like he wanted to get, or he was getting at.
Yeah, He begins with explaining the characteristic of God's love, you know, God being a God of justice and freedom. His love is all-powerful, all-seeing. It's strong and merciful. And I think, you know, we talk about friendships and how do we get to know who this friend is? Well, let's study the characteristics of this friend. And an Archbishop Sheen unpackages that in a beautiful way. So he introduces us to God. And then, of course, he'll remind us that we run away from God. It's just our nature sometimes. It's our sinful nature. Yet he wants to seek us out. And so, of course, just to improve that divine friendship. And again, I like to say Fulton Sheen is a life coach. And I think you said it before, John, it's that every time you open a page up and read a line, you go, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And he does that throughout the book.
Speaking of truth, he says that love can't exist without it.
Yeah. And, you know, when we think of truth, well, what is truth? Well, truth is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. So we can't have love without him. And that's why that great commandment, love one another as I have loved you. And so I think of how Sheen is such a scripture scholar. And throughout this book, I counted up the number of scripture references. And there's about 240 in the 200 pages here in the book. So he loves to bring us to the Word of God. And I think that's why he was so convincing to Catholics and Protestants alike. And so, again, I think everybody needs to, again, brush up on their scriptures, and Fulton Sheen helps us in this book.
What did he have to say about the Holy Mass?
Well, you know, it is the source and summit of our life, and he did say that it is really, it's the go-to, and I want to say that he makes it very clear. I like to always say it's always on, I have them always by page number, but, you know, it's the best way to give glory to God. And he says, at what moment do Catholics render the most glory to God? In the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Mm.
And so again, he points to the Eucharist, he points to the Mass, and he points to the seven sacraments, especially to, again, have those channels of grace that we need to just, you know, get along with one another, but also to get to heaven. So, and again, very stressed. I mean, he wanted to stress what I call a daily examine, and of course, the sacrament of penance, and kind of looking into your soul every day. And I think we need to do more of that. And as Lent approaches, just in a few weeks, I think we're going to have a great opportunity to do that.
You know, I was going to go there next. When he talks about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, he doesn't just kind of talk about just kind of a winsome, you know, friendship. He's really grounding it, it seems to me, in the sacraments. He's grounding it in sacred scripture and what our church gives to us. You know, again, This can seem much more difficult than what it actually is, but this is where he points us to if we want to have that relationship, that intimate relationship with God.
Right. And I think what we tend to sometimes take for granted is the church is there, and I think we use it when we want to. But again, Fulton Sheen is saying, no, I think I want you to have this desire and this need to want to develop this relationship, to want to seek the sacraments, to try to go to daily Mass, to, you know, try to go to confession more often. Again, this is the key, and he was just saying, you know, if you want to get to heaven, if you want to have peace on earth, we need the sacraments. We most definitely do. So, again, I think he does stress this time and time throughout the book, but in a very great, loving, and gentle way. And I think Fulton Sheen, the way he conducts himself and the way he brings about the conversation, at the end, he leaves you kind of saying, you know, you're right. You're right. That is so true.
It can be so easy for us to just kind of point fingers. They're wrong with the world. He's what's wrong with the world. She's what's wrong with the world. If we could only get that person right or this group of people right, then we would finally have the world that we really want. And yet we all too easily just kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say skip over, but we all too easily turn a blind eye to ourselves. And I think if we are to, and he talks about this love being sacrificed, if we are to show within our own lives that model that kind of sacrificial love on the cross. I mean, every day, the best we possibly can, that's where the world changes, right? That, it's not oh, get his life turned around. It's get my life turned around here.
Right. And this is the idea. Like, I think when you think about Fulton Sheen, one of his spiritual practices was to put a crucifix in your hand each day and just take a look at our Lord on the cross and that great love story that plays out on the cross. And of course, those timely words of advice to us, the seven last words. And again, those words, of course, will help us to realize that our Lord does thirst for us. He does forgive us. He gives us the Blessed Mother. Like, all of this is contained in the cross and the moments on Calvary that we recall every day when we go to Mass, because the Mass is Calvary reenacted. So I think it's this this relationship with just recognizing this great love story, that God so loved the world that he sent his Son and he died on the cross. And of course, he gave us the greatest commandment to love one another.
So this just came to me. And I think it might be good for our conversation here, Al. When you think of a fault of another person, immediately then think of three of your own. And I think this is really what Fulton Sheen wanted to get at for all of us, is again, it is a constant, continual conversion upon ourselves in bringing Christ Jesus into the world anew, within our own lives, within our bodies, within the cross, and the way in which we live our lives. But this is really where he wanted to get us. You know, he was always so focused on his relationship with our Lord, of course, having, you know, Eucharistic Holy Hour every day, celebrating Mass every day. I don't know, man. This guy he's something else. I hope he'll be canonized soon. I really do. Where can people get this book?
They can get the book through Sophia Institute Press, and you can visit their website at sophiainstitute.com. And they're having their Lenten special, so there's a 30% discount on every book that they sell by just using their promo code Lent2022. But again, it's Sophia Institute Press.
The Greatest Commandment, a Fulton Sheen Anthology on Love. Al Smith, thanks for compiling all this, brother. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, John. God bless you.
All right, friends, you can go to sophiainstitute.com. You can also go to Divine Treasures here locally. If they don't have the Greatest Commandment, they will certainly order it for you. All right.